This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The coronavirus question is becoming more personal for President Trump, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Brazil says its presidential communications chief has tested positive for the virus just days after meeting with President Trump and Senator Rick Scott in Florida. The president remembers talking with the delegation.
I don't know if the press aide was there.
He was. A photo shows the man standing shoulder to shoulder with the president and Scott, who said today he's self-quarantining. It's the first time somebody infected with the virus is known to have been close to the president. Should he be tested?
Let's put it this way, I'm not concerned.
While the virus usually causes only mild or moderate symptoms in most people, it can hit older ones harder. The president is 73. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wall Street has seen its worst day since the so-called Black Monday crash in 1987. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
It was a devastating day on Wall Street. Stocks suffered their most severe beating since the Black Monday crash of 1987, with coronavirus fears sparking another sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 10% of value, falling 2,300 points to close at 21,200. The S&P 500 gave up 9.51%, dropping 260 points to 2,480.64. The Nasdaq Composite lost 750 points, or 9.43%, to 7,201. Stocks went on the downturn from the opening bell, plunging so fast that a 15-minute trading halt was triggered for the second time this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Players' Championship Golf Tournament in Florida has been canceled after the first round, according to text sent to players and caddies Thursday night. The statement said that based on the rapidly changing situation pertaining to the coronavirus, the Players' Championship has been canceled. More information will be emailed, according to the memo to the players. This is VOA News. The Pentagon Thursday confirmed that the United States had carried out strikes against five Iran-backed militia weapons storage facilities in Iraq. This is a day after a deadly rocket attack killed two American and one British service member. Pentagon statement said that the United States conducted defensive precision strikes against the Hezbollah facilities across Iraq. Statement also said that the strikes were defensive, proportional, and in direct response to the threat posed by Iranian-backed Shia militia groups. An Iraqi military statement said the strikes hit the town of Najaf and three other areas outside of Baghdad. The two men still running to replace President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, have both criticized the president's response to the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says Mr. Trump's assertion Wednesday that it is a foreign virus is just wrong.
Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
And speaking in Vermont, as Senator Sanders said that the administration needs to be more transparent.
The American people deserve transparency, something that the current administration has fought day after day to stifle. In other words, we need to know what is happening right now in our country, in our states, and in fact, all over the world.
And a debate between Biden and Sanders Sunday night was moved to CNN's Washington studios with no audience because of concerns over the coronavirus. The impact of coronavirus outbreak continues to ripple across the U.S. sports and entertainment industries. In college basketball, the NCAA announced Thursday that it is canceling both its men and women's postseason tournaments and any remaining winter and spring championships. As AP's Mike Mancuso reports, one game was called at halftime.
The cancellations are now complete. The Big East was the only major college basketball conference to begin a game on Thursday, but at halftime of the Creighton-St. John's quarterfinal game, after hearing from New York City officials and discussions with school presidents, Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman canceled the tournament due to coronavirus concerns.
We have two completed games. We have half a game. And that's all we're going to have in 2020. I got to tell you, it breaks my heart.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and MLS followed the NBA by suspending play. Mike Mancuso, New York.
And Broadway theaters have suspended performances through April 12th. Washington's National Gallery of Art announced it would close from Saturday until April 4th. Disney announced it would close its Disneyland and California Adventure Park starting Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.